fundamentals of the Indian economy are strong, said Finance Minister Arun Jaitley, making it clear that the economy was in good hands. The government even projected an 8% growth rate by the year 2022, allaying fears about the state of the economy. But the big headline to come out of the Finance Ministry briefing today was a bank recapitalization scheme of 2.11 lakh crores to give a boost to the banking sector of the country. The government also announced that it would construct 83,000 kilometers of highways over the next 5 years, costing 7 lakh crore rupees under the Bharat Mala scheme.
The last time India played at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune, the ICC labelled the pitch poor, as the first match of the three test series between India and Australia had ended in the post-tea session on the third day. Spin wizard Shane Warne had famously referred to the surface as an eighth-day wicket on the first day of the match itself. But chief curator Pandurang Salgaonkar is confident of avoiding similar fate this time as India play New Zealand in the second ODI on Wednesday. Even though the steps taken to prepare a pitch for a limited overs match is very different for the care that needs to be taken for a test match wicket, Salgaonkar is confident that all the necessary steps have been taken to ensure a sporting track for the match. In a sad turn of events, Aruna PK, the cancer patient whose last wish was to meet Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan, passed away on Tuesday morning. Shah Rukh Khan, who came to know about Aruna's wish after the Twitter trend hashtag SRK meets Aruna got viral, took to social media to offer condolences to her family members. Earlier, Shah Rukh had released a video message saying that he's praying for her recovery. Indian bike maker Royal Enfield is set to launch a 750cc motorcycle, which is expected to be unveiled at the 2017 EICMA being held in Milan. Now, this motorcycle will be the first 750cc motorcycle made by Royal Enfield and is expected to take on the likes of the Harley Davidsons and the Ducatis, but at an aggressive price point. You can read all about that story and more only on news18.com.